Hey everybody, this is Tony with the Green Blog Podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about planting trees in the fall time and why it's possibly the best time to plant your trees, shrubs, bulbs, splitting up your perennials, and a whole host of other things you may do in the autumn months. So with that being said, you know, when we're planting trees, the general consensus for the most part is that springtime is the best time to plant trees. You know, in some cases that may be, there may be some truth to that, right? But, you know, when I look at the fall months, as I'm sitting right outside right now, and it's a very cool day in early October, and I look around and I'm thinking just about all of the things that are going on. So in springtime, you know, in summertime, a lot of the energy within trees, shrubs, whatever else you may have in a homestead, garden, in your garden or wherever you may be doing your planting or growing, the energy is concentrated above ground for your leaves, for the buds, your fruit trees. All that energy is concentrated above ground because photosynthesis is being taken in, and it's taking it in through the trees to create more growth for your leaves and just all of that, right? But during the fall months, right, you have this switch. Things flip, things change a bit, and they change during this time to have a lot of the energy concentrated below ground, right? Because when you're looking at a tree, a lot of the energy during those spring and summer months, like I said, is concentrated above ground. And then you look at your trees, and they have what's called a drip line. And, you know, and to completely oversimplify this a lot, your drip line is basically where the trees, the leaves themselves, are stretched out. And whenever you see rain fall off of those said leaves and fall to the ground, that's usually your drip line. So when you have a tree that is naturally watering itself during those times, you'll notice that during the fall time, you have the leaves that fall, and they fall right at that same drip line. Now, the reason why I say planting trees, shrubs, or splitting up perennials or burying bulbs is probably the best during this time of year. First of all, you have slightly cooler temperatures. Your trees aren't going through so much stress trying to grow, and they're starting, if they haven't already started, going into dormancy. So your tree is basically storing up energy throughout those fall and winter months so that they can pop with some buds and life in the spring and summer months. So when you have a tree that is losing its leaves, they're falling at that drip line, you may have some rain and winds, and it's feeding that drip line, which is basically, if you look at it, it's where the roots probably would be underground. So when you have a tree that's losing its leaves and it's falling at that drip line, it's turning into a leaf mulch, a compost almost of sorts, and it's feeding those roots, and it's feeding the tree itself, because it's, you know, because it's a cycle of life. You know, we have these seasons. We all know about these seasons, especially our gardeners, probably more so than anyone, knowing how they affect the growth of, you know, whatever crop you may have growing in the ground or whatever trees you may have. And, you know, because we have, you know, spring goes to summer, summer goes to fall, fall goes to winter, and then, you know, it's round and round in a circle. You know, it's almost like the circle of life, to quote the Lion King here. So everything works in tandem together. Everything, it's a beautiful symphony when we're looking at things in nature. And that's how we know we're all connected, right? So when I'm looking at a tree and it's, you know, it's losing its leaves, it's actually feeding that tree for future generations, right? And, you know, that tree is keeping itself alive. It's feeding itself, and it's just really it's a beautiful thing to watch. You know, as we can all attest to, seeing the changing of the leaves in the autumn and you know, autumn fall months, and we're really watching this transformation of a tree. Now, with that all being said, and it's, you know, it's a beautiful thing, the roots of that tree are, you know, they're getting stronger because of this, because of that leaf litter, compost, feeding the tree, the drip line from maybe rains that may be happening, that excuse me, that may be coming off of the branches of the tree. So it's feeding it, you know, the tree is in dormancy, so like I said, all the energy is reversed and it goes underground. So that is what it's going on. It's creating a stronger tree for the next year. And those roots, it's creating a really strong root system. And that is a absolute, I mean, it's just, you know, it's nothing like it to, you know, to be able to, excuse me, the fall allergies are getting to me here, but it's a beautiful thing to watch and to see. And when you have those that root system that is getting really strong, and there's this whole really strong system working underground and to prepare for the next season, you see that, you know, nothing is really, nothing is by accident, right? It's you know, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing when it's supposed to be doing it, and it's working together well with everything else. So with all that out of the way and pretty much being said, you know, I like to do a lot of my fertilizing during this time. And of course, I only use organic fertilizers during these particular times. And it's one of the better times to do all this, because then you get, you know, a chance for that said leaf litter, compost to, you know, and all the rain to fully soak and, you know, saturate the area around the tree into the ground. That fertilizer gets a chance to break down during the fall and winter months, so that when you have spring and summer come around, you have this pop of leaves and beautiful buds and flowers and just a lot of other things that are going on. So this is a very, very beautiful thing to see and watch. And I just love planting new trees during this time, because you know that those trees are going to be, they're really going to be strong coming the next coming season. And this also helps with pest control. And after a while, you see that you don't have to really, outside of pruning, maybe some organic pest control, which you don't have to do a lot of once your tree is really established, because you have to think, if these trees are in just in a forest somewhere, right, they don't have someone going and taking care of them every single day, right? This is, you know, they take care of themselves. They're self-sustainable. So, you know, they're self-sustaining. You know, it's beautiful to see this and be able to help them along at the very beginning, especially when we domesticated a lot of these trees. And like I said, I'm out in nature right now, and I'm just looking at some of the trees and just some of the beautiful colors and everything that's going on. It's a really cool day here in early October, and I'm just watching a lot of what's going on, and just, you know, I'm still hearing some of the birds, and it's just a beautiful atmosphere to be in. And you just see how everything works so well together. Now, you know, upon saying all of that as well, I'm sitting and I'm really thinking about a lot of this stuff as I'm talking about this really important subject. And, you know, getting ahead of things is probably one of the most important things in when you're gardening, farming, urban gardening, urban homesteading, whatever you want to call it, whatever label you want to put on it. I try not to put labels on things too much these days, but, you know, it's something that you can really appreciate when you see it. So, yeah, so, you know, I'm just sitting here looking at nature right now. It's kind of like distracting me almost a little bit, but, you know, I really, really love, getting out and getting these things done during this time of year. And, you know, because, you know, during the summer months, like I said, during the spring and summer months, you know, the tree know what it, you know, they know what they want, and they're really taking advantage of that photosynthesis and, you know, making the tree grow stronger during those months. And, you know, you want to have your tree under less stress, you know. And I would say that planting and taking care of your tree, especially during the fall and winter months, is probably the most important thing you can do for said tree the following year. So, yeah, that's pretty much why I would say planting trees, shrubs, planting bulbs are the best time of the year. And the reason why that's the best time of the year to do so is during the fall months. Well, that's pretty much all I have to say on that topic for right now. And it's this has been one of those episodes where it's kind of like I was just thinking about something. You know, I just really want to talk about this a little bit, and I just really get into too much of the science of it. Although, you know, there was a little bit of science involved in it, but, you know, everything I talk about is science based, by the way. But, you know, I try to, you know, convey it in a way to where it's just really simple. You know, you can go out and you can see it when you'll know it when you see it, and you can just, you know, understand, especially if you're a newbie gardener. Now, if you're a well-established gardener and you've been doing this like me for 20 plus years, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So that's one of the most important things that I really wanted to get out. Just try it in the fall time. And, you know, the science behind this is becoming more and more and more, and it's leaning more towards, you know, planting trees in the fall time versus the spring and summer months. Because when you plant those trees in the summer, and especially in the spring and going into summer, you really, really are putting that tree under a bit of stress. You know, now you have a couple of months, but when you plant a tree, say, you know, in October or November, you're really giving that tree a chance to establish its roots, to create a really strong root system, and to really be successful, and to give it all the nutrients and everything it needs during that period of time. Because depending on your zone, you could have probably say 3-4 months, you know, probably most likely 4 months, you know, 4 to 6 months in some areas, depending on where you are. Can you hear the leaves, you know, the leaves right now, the wind's going through the leaves? You know, come on, I just meditate some mornings and just really listen to a lot of what's going on, and just trying to be real cognizant of my surroundings, and just really just take it in, and just these nice, cool fall mornings. I love it. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked here a little bit, but so that I'm always getting sidetracked when I'm outside. It's a thing with me. But yeah, that's so. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up because it's you know, it's gonna be a 30-minute episode before I know it. You know how I do, you know. But anyway, so I'm gonna take a short hiatus here for a little bit, probably until about a week before Thanksgiving, and we're gonna have the last episode for this season for the Green Block Podcast. For the season on the week before Thanksgiving, and I will be in I'll be in the state of California. I'm in Georgia right now. I'll be in the state of California, and that's when we'll do the last episode for the Green Block Podcast. And Crystal will be joining me. She'll be rejoining me again during that time, and we're going to do a live episode. Will actually be in the same room, same area, whatever, because a lot of this we've been doing remotely for several reasons, but this is going to be a very special episode, and I'm just going to really enjoy doing this episode. So with that being said, we're going to and that'll be the last episode of the Green Block Podcast for this season. We're going to take a short hiatus after that, of course, like I usually do. And we will be back towards the end of February, going into the very first week of March. I haven't picked out an exact date where the new season will, when it will premiere. But we will have the new season up, and, you know, we'll have a lot of interesting topics. There's another reason why too. I'm taking a little bit of a break too. Now I've had, you know, have several podcasts, as some of you may know, but we're working on this brand new podcast called Food Politics, where, you know, I've been wanting to separate out a lot of the politics out of the Green Block Podcast and shift them over to something where we can, you know, specifically talk about that and some of the food industry and just everything surrounding that. So that's going to be something, you know, so if that's something you're interested in and you haven't been interested in really listening to some of the politic things, because when you're doing gardening, you're working with food and around food, and you're talking about food and growing food, these things start to bleed into one another. So we're going to try to have the Green Block Podcast focus specifically on just on the growing of food, permaculture practices, and just some of those beautiful topics. And we're going to separate out the politics part of the food, and this is going to be a heavier podcast. And I've been getting a lot of interest in this podcast from several different individuals. So I am so excited. I've been getting a lot of interest for this podcast. So this podcast actually comes out the first week in January. January 7th is the date I have it to post it to come out. So you guys check that out, and I'll see you guys next time. And this has been Tony with the Green Block Podcast.